Duran phone.
Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
David Brody, what's your phone tap all about today?
Elvis, Jackson wants us to phone tap his wife, Simone. Simone's planning the birthday party for their child, and she asked Jackson to handle the entertainment. So, of course, I jumped at the chance to be the entertainment as the Magnificent Murray.
The return of the Magnificent Murray.
Yay! Yes.
It's my favorite. All right, this is going to be wild. Here we go. Dave Brody's phone tap.
Hello?
Yes, I'm looking for Simone.
Yeah, this is Simone.
Simone, this is the Magnificent Murray. Your husband hired me to do your son's birthday party this weekend.
Yes, okay.
He asked me to run some tricks by you. I have some tricks he wants me to run by. And you tell me which ones are your favorite, and I'll explain them to you.
Okay.
This is for Markle's birthday, right? So he's going to turn 8?
It's Marcel is my son.
Right, yeah, Markle. Okay, so
Marcel is my son, but okay, what are the tricks?
Okay, so the first trick is a trick called Stump the Magician. I have a black velvet pouch, and I put my hand in the pouch past my wrist, and I pull the string really tight, and I put it down on a stool, and I take a meat cleaver out of my back pocket, and I cut my hand off, and blood spurts everywhere. Right?
What is the trick? It looks like that, but what are you really doing?
That's it. It's an illusion. But the kids think I cut my stump. Get it? Stump the Magician. They think it's going to be trivia, but then I cut my hand off.
No, you cannot have that. That's so. It's gore at a children's party. You cannot have that.
Okay, your husband already paid me. I'm just listen, honey. I'm the Magnificent Murray. You
no,
have to trust
my
me.
Husband, then. I have to call my husband and tell him that this is not okay.
I already cashed the check. I already spent that money.
Then you will report that fraud. You will not get our money to do this trick at a children's party. This is not okay. I will not approve it.
I had to buy new tires for the Magic Murray Mobile.
I will get my money back. Even if we don't, you are not allowed to come to my house. If you show up at my house, you will not be able to come in.
Can I tell you about the Mad Hatter?
What is it?
So I take a magic hat, and I bring up, like, Markle's best friend, and I say, this is the Mad Hatter trick. And I say, you put your hand in the magic hat and tell me what's in the hat. They reach in and they go, ew, right? Because the hat is filled with dog poop. So you get it? And then they get mad.
No, I'm calling my husband right now.
Then they get mad.
I'm sure the chicks that you are trying to
No, that's why.
And amusing and entertaining that will not stop.
Don't you understand the Mad Hatter? They put their hand in their hat and they get mad. It makes perfect sense.
It does not make any sense. You are trying to do this at a children's party. My son is 8 years old. Do you not understand this?
Okay, I understand.
I'm calling my husband right now. I'm hanging up.
I have a bit where I ask the kids if they want to see my cock in a bag.
I'm sorry? You're what?
I say, kids, would you like to see my cock in a bag? And then I wave my magic wand, and I pull a rooster out of the hat.
There's no magic here. There's no entertainment. This is crude and gory, and it is not anything that is close to appropriate for an 8-year-old child.
Can I give you my big finish? It's called Pick a Pocket. It involves the birthday boy. I bring him up on stage. I say, see this gold coin? I'm going to put this coin in one of my pockets, and you have to figure out which pocket it's in. I have special pockets on my pants, and I say, okay, Marcel, put your head right up, and you pick which pocket has the gold coin. And then just as Marcel gets his head right up against my pocket, I fart right in his face.
God, why do you even think any of this is entertainment?
Oh, it's fantastic.
This is not funny. You are abusing my child.
I'm the Magnificent Murray. This is what I
get.
No,
you're
like.
Not magnificent. You're a psychopath. That is what you are. I'm calling my husband.
Jackson. Oh, man.
Hold on. She's beeping through.
Okay. All right. Just leave it. Leave it. Leave it. Let her go to voicemail.
Okay.
So right, here we go, Jackson. Let's call her back. Ready?
Okay. Let's go. Yeah.
Hello?
Did you talk to the magician? I told Murray to call you.
I'll give you one job to do, and you're f***ing it up. The magician called me. He told me that you have approved this list of tricks, and he tells me these tricks, and you have not approved them, right?
What tricks did he tell you that you didn't like? I thought they were
you
fun.
Cannot. They must not be the same tricks. He's telling me that he has a bag with dog and that you are going to reach into the bag and feel dog.
Yeah, yeah, the Mad Hatter one. That one with the poop in the hat. Oh, my gosh. The kids are going to love that one the best.
There's actually poop. It's actually a dog.
Well, it's not funny if there's not real poop, honey.
It is something that is not. We're not going to let our children be traumatized by the stranger. He says he's going to do coke in a bag. You cannot say that in front of our children.
This is not a big deal, honey. He writes a school book. He knows what's up.
And this stupid son of a bitch musician, my son puts his face up against his butt with the pockets right there in front of him, and then he farts in his shit.
Okay, come on. It's just a fart. That's going to be the best. I mean, come on. What kid doesn't love a fart? All kids love farts.
And you think this is funny? You can go. You don't have to come to the birthday party, but the magician is not coming. If you show up, I'm calling the police.
He has the Magnificent Murray. Everybody knows this guy. Trust me.
Everybody knows him. They know the f***ed up tricks that he does. And they know that they do not want him in front of their children, ever. I don't want anybody to ever know that we were even in contact with him.
Magnificent Murray is so famous, he's on the radio, you know.
Who is this?
This is really Dave Brody from Elvis Duran, The Morning Show. We're phone tapping you on the radio right now.
It's just a joke, honey. It's just a joke.
Anything you want to say to your husband?
This is not funny. Oh, my God.
It is funny.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
Who doesn't love the Magnificent Murray?
Thank you.
Yes, I wonder if he's available this weekend.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants. The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.